How many of you have traditions for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? Yeah, work. Well, and your work was where this year, Carol? Turning Stone Casino, yes. I'm going to leave that one alone. If you need to pursue that, do it directly with Carol or Tom or Steve or Kirsten. Some other traditions, at least. No chicken served on New Year's Eve. I'm leaving that one alone as well. We'll pursue that one later. Other traditions for New Year's. Yes, Ginny. I was going to say, I know at least one of those persons is here. Are there other members of the K group who are here? Who goes to lunch on New Year's Day with the K group? All right. And that group has been in existence, I believe, for over 40 years. All right, so those are good, solid, dependable friends, and they start the new year in their company. That may come back into play a little bit later. We have these kinds of traditions, including New Year's resolutions. How many of you, just with a show of hands, make New Year's resolutions? Ooh, interesting. This is not a New Year resolution crowd. Ted, you're all alone, apparently. Either that or suddenly people have gotten very shy. Ted, we will be monitoring you this year. At any rate, the statistics I'm told are about 40% of us make New Year's resolutions, and by the end of the year, 40% of that number have managed to hold to those resolutions. And if my math is correct, that means 16 out of 100 are able to honor those resolutions. But we come here today not simply recognizing that one year has ended and a new year has begun. And we come here not only remembering that sometimes we make promises to ourselves and to our loved ones, but we come here even more recognizing that we are a covenant people. That we don't just control our own lives, but we have said that we belong to God, and that Jesus is the one who shows us the way to fullness of life and joy, not just for ourselves, but for all people and all the world. And so we gathered to this day to make promises not to ourselves, but to make promises to the Almighty. To see ourselves in relationship with God, to see ourselves as wanting to deepen and strengthen that relationship with God, to understand ourselves as renewing or perhaps making for the first time a commitment to God, to follow in God's way, and to seek God's help in living a holy life in the year to come. The truth is, of course, that we need each other to be part of that. Later in the service, you will have an opportunity not just to fill out the typical blue slip, but you'll also find a little yellow slip of paper inviting you to name the particular covenant you wish to make with God for the coming year. And there'll be a time in the service for you to complete those and to bring them and place them here at our communion table. The covenant prayer service in the Wesleyan tradition is a long-standing one. It goes back to the very early days of John Wesley. It's hard to demonstrate that, in fact, John wrote the prayer, but John definitely used it and constructed a prayer service around it that was used frequently by the early Methodists as a time of renewing their faith and finding new life and joy and hope in God's company. It was used many times at the turn of the year. It was also used every time that Brother John found himself wandering off to a new location, and as the folks there gathered, they would celebrate the covenant prayer service with him. But as I began to think about what that means for us today, I became aware that there is another service of equal import, at least for some of us at this time of year. Who can tell me the significance of the following date? December 31, 1862. Anybody know the significance of that date? Aldersgate Street, a wonderful guess, but not correct. All right, a little bit earlier for Aldersgate. December 31, 1862. On that night, the first watch night service took place. If we were part of an African-American congregation, we would understand that in many ways, the New Year's Eve watch night service is of greater significance than even Christmas Eve. And if you have friends who go to an African-American congregation, they will not miss watch night service. Why? Because it was the night of freedom. Was the year in which Abraham Lincoln had issued his Emancipation Proclamation that was to take effect on January 1, 1863, freeing all the slaves in the Confederate states. And so that evening, African American families gathered together in one fashion or another, celebrating in advance the freedom that would soon be theirs. Now, of course, it didn't happen overnight, but nonetheless, the watch night service was the night in which they began to look forward to the freedom that had been promised to them. And you can see this old postcard or poster, "Waiting for the Hour," and another version of it with the photo of Abraham Lincoln inscribed down below. And if you had a chance to look at that up close, around the periphery would be lots of evidences of what slave life was like and the gathering of the family waiting to break free from all of that. As I began to work on the service, I had one of those aha moments. You ever had those aha moments where you think you're going in one direction and suddenly you realize, I don't have it yet? Here was my aha moment this year. I thought, wouldn't it be great to pair together the Wesley Covenant service with the Watch Night service as a way of honoring the fact that we are a church of different people? That we gather not just out of one cultural background, but from many cultural backgrounds. So let me work at seeing if I can pull in some of the Watch Night service into the Covenant service, and we can celebrate our wholeness. But here was the aha moment. What happens when you take a little bit of this and apply it over here to make yourself feel like you're being inclusive? I really wasn't, was I? Because real inclusiveness, real multiculturalism means that we honor, we recognize, we work with all traditions on an equal basis. And so the truth is, just pulling in watch night service as a way of educating ourselves, informing ourselves, and feeling a little bit more than we had before does a serious injustice to what it really means to be a whole people. If we're going to move seriously in the direction of really being multicultural, then we need to learn what the watch night service is all about and what it means for all of us, just as much as we need to work at continuing to understand what Wesleyan's covenant prayer service is all about. We come together on the Sunday in which we anticipate the arrival of the three wise men, the kings, the magi, whoever you want to label it, people who had from afar begun to see the sign of a newborn king and came searching him out, came looking for where he was, who he was, what he was about. On this day, I will be inviting you as you come, not just for communion, but earlier with your own covenant prayer, to come seeking the star that will bring life and hope and wholeness to your own life, knowing that it is a long journey, a hard journey, in many ways a risky journey, but a journey that is the only way to find all the fulfillment and joy that you seek in life. A favorite poet of mine, Mary Oliver, has written about that in the context of an image of rowing a boat. And so I read her words to you. You are so young, so you know everything. You leap into the boat and begin rowing, but listen to me. Without fanfare, without embarrassment, without any doubt, I talk directly to your soul. Listen to me. Lift the oars from the water. Let your arms rest and your heart and heart's little intelligence. And listen to me. There is life without love. It's not worth a bent penny or a scuffed shoe. It's not worth the body of a dead dog 9 days unburied. When you hear, a mile away and still out of sight, the churn of the water as it begins to swirl and roil, fretting around the sharp rocks, when you hear that unmistakable pounding, when you feel the mist on your mouth and sense ahead the embattlement, the long falls plunging and steaming, then row, row for your life toward it. What star are you following this year? Where is God calling you to row? Not just for exercise and pleasure, but to row towards that, the one who brings wholeness and health and peace and joy, not just to one, but to all. Amen.